Welcome back to your wrap up KER politician. We're going to go back to what we're good at. We're good at everything, so we're going to go back to everything. We're going to talk about the political situation domestically in America. Let's start out with Hunter Biden. You know, it would appear from what the information that I'm getting from my wire sources that there is perhaps a little bit better than a 50% chance that Mr. Biden Jr. will be doing some jail time. Any comments on that, Jimmy?
Well, if the information that is actually publicly known is acted upon by the Department of Justice, then it's guaranteed he'll be spending some time behind bars. But of course, most of us now have limited faith in the justice system to prosecute anybody in this administration, right, or any liberal Democratic person. But basically, there are numerous areas of tax fraud, of actual, you know, the open drug use potential, with there's videotape of, minors in illicit positions with Hunter Biden. And then, of course, the relationships and the funding from U.S. enemies, Chinese Communist Party, as well as, you know, the corruption in Burisma and Ukraine. So basically, it seems to me that you're starting to see the mainstream press, NBC and CBS, actually report accurately on it. With that, it means that somebody on the left has said, okay, he's going to be the sacrificial lamb to try to protect somebody. And my guess is they're going to use him to protect Biden in some way and say, oh, it was all his fault and he was trading on his dad's name. That's my prediction.
You know, I'm not so sure about that. Now, one thing I have noticed is that Jen Psaki, for example, is leaving the confines of the Oval Office as a spokesperson, and she's going to MSNBC. That just came across the wires a little bit ago today, Friday. I wonder what her motive is, because she actually is doing a pretty good job as a presidential spokesman, in the sense that she's not letting anything necessarily slip through her fingers that would be detrimental to President Biden. Now, I'm just wondering if she wasn't having a conversation with somebody at one point in time, and that somebody said, you know, it's really probably time for you to change locations, for lack of better terms. What do you think, Jimmy?
I think Jen Psaki is seeing the writing on the wall. This is a sinking ship, and she wants to get off it while she still can and do whatever she can to take care of herself.
Right.
Jen Psaki is probably the most unbelievable, though very dedicated, White House press secretary that I've seen in my life. But she does do a good job at trying to stay on top of the, on the message, and trying to control the message there. But I think that message is actually beginning to be clear, that most people don't accept it. And the problem, I think, with the Biden regime, the Biden administration, is how they'll fill the gaps as the ship continues to sink. We've seen it happen with Kamala Harris's staff, where numerous people have left, and she has not done a better job. We saw it with the effort to reshape Joe Biden, to rebrand him. That failed miserably at the first of the year with the the State of the Union address.
Yeah.
And this continues to fail. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of the White House, and who will be able to hold their tongue without just flat out lying.
Right.
And that's what we see quite a bit anymore these days.
You know, got an interesting comment, and I want to hear what you have to say about this. I know that you read all of the comments as I do, but I think, and unfortunately I don't have the comments open in front of me, but if I'm not mistaken, either Out of the Box Jerry or CFS 2000, or perhaps...
It doesn't matter who,
but the fact of the matter is, one of our very active listeners sent a link to a comment that Nancy Pelosi just said within the last couple of days. She's recorded on video as saying, if the Democrats lose the election, or they don't look good this year, that's going to be the end of democracy as we know it. Boy, I have to tell you, anybody who believes that needs to listen to what Jose Nino has to say with Jimmy and I on Monday. Jimmy, what are your comments about Pelosi's inane comment?
You know, this has been a tremendously well-orchestrated talking point from the Democrats that somehow Donald Trump was the person that was taking away democracy. Well, they actually eroded democracy. The only democracy that Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leadership want is a democracy that follows exactly their line of thinking. Exactly. And they will crush anybody, and they are doing a very good effort using the media, corrupt corporate media, in order to intimidate, to silence, to close off debate, to protect their very far extreme left positions. And what they're attempting to do, in my view, is mobilize their base to stand up and say, you know, we've got to protect everybody. We've got to protect transgender children, you know, all three of them in the United States. Okay, I don't know how many there are, but I know that a few years ago, it was very small. And I know that the more they talk about it, they're creating more problems. They're going to talk about, you know, the voter ID as being, you know, keeping people from voting because they can't get IDs. How racist is that to say that a minority in the United States can't get a voter ID? To me, that's saying, oh, you're incapable of doing what everybody must do in order to use a credit card or to drive a car or to do anything. I think that's ridiculous. They're doing whatever they can. They're using whatever tools they can to shape a message that scares people on the left, on the extreme left, into action. And that's what we saw in 2020 when they burned and looted 200 cities for over $2 billion worth of damage in the United States over the basically the fraudulent protests.
Well, I got to tell you, I want to read you guys the last sentence of Jose Nino's article. And the last sentence goes right along with what Jimmy and I have been talking about for years. Quote, radical decentralization will be the lighthouse for Western countries that have lost their way. Whether these countries correct course remains to be seen. I guess what I would ask you, Jimmy, we got a couple minutes here left here. What I would ask you is, do you think America is going to correct course?
So I do believe if there's legitimacy and the different legislatures actually enforce voting rights standards and actually protect the ballots, that you will see what we saw in Virginia, where parents were fed up with what was happening in the schools in Virginia. Right. When they're tired of the woke policies, you'll see a tremendous backlash. And the polling, all indicators right now, it should be significant. The left is not willing to accommodate. They're not willing to recorrect their course to go back towards the middle. And I think if they continue on this, the only way they can succeed is through authoritarian means or voter fraud. And I think they're going to attempt both. And I think it's going to fall on deaf ears. I think Nancy Pelosi and her comments right now are basically mute. Most people look at her as just an old woman that's been there way too long. They look at Joe Biden. Look, black Americans a year ago, mid-80s, supported Joe Biden in his policies. Now it's in the mid-50s. That's a 30-point drop.
Right.
That undermines Democratic voting in every major urban area, and that's their key to control of political entities in the United States. If they lose that vote, and look at what's happening with Hispanics are moving very rapidly towards Republicans, as well as independents. They're tired of what's happening. Many Democrats are saying, I will never vote Democrat again. So unless they control the vote, unless they use authoritarian methods to silence it and use some other COVID-19, COVID-22, or whatever, the next crisis, or maybe even this Ukraine war, third world war, I think they're going to be out of power. I think
well,
there
I
will be.
I think that we only got about 20 seconds here, so let me leave our listeners with this thought. I think that's going to get the Democrats out of power actually is the Ukraine war. America has done virtually nothing as a world leader, which they should have done, and they have absolutely, totally failed.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.